USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden is sending love to former President Jimmy Carter and his wife. In a Sunday tweet, Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden, quote, admire you for the strength and humility you have shown in difficult times. Carter, the nation's oldest living president, is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. Donald Trump might like to speak about Donald Trump, but Nikki Haley, not so much.
Nikki Haley says she's not focused on former President Trump as she heads into the 2024 Republican primary race against him.
I think we need new energy going in. I think we need to leave the status quo in the past and start looking ahead, and that's what I'm going to do. And as much as people want to talk about other opponents, there will be more. Many of them are my friends. My focus is on American families, how they're struggling, and what we're going to do to make sure that we get this country back.
On Fox News Sunday, the former South Carolina governor wouldn't talk about Trump, saying, "It's amazing the media wants to talk about that so much." She said her focus is on President Biden and the problems facing Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Bernie Sanders believes President Biden is much more progressive now than when he was a senator.
I think the American Rescue Plan was, in fact, one of the most significant pieces of legislation for the working class of this country in the modern history of America.
The Vermont senator on CBS's Face the Nation, Sanders said he'll support a Biden re-election bid if the president decides to seek another term. The U.S. is providing $100 million in disaster relief aid to Turkey and Syria after that devastating earthquake slammed the countries earlier this month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the hardest-hit areas in Turkey on Sunday.
We're here to stand with the people of Turkey and Syria in the wake of this devastating earthquake. And, of course, we still don't know the full extent of it.
More than 46,000 people have died as a result of the quake. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Prime Minister of Poland is looking forward to President Biden's visit to Warsaw this week.
I believe that the words of President Biden will reassure all Europe that the United States is with us in this fight for freedom and peace.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Mateusz Morawiecki expects a strong confirmation on joint efforts to defeat Russia in Ukraine. A major winter storm has its sights on parts of the country this week.
Forecasts show it's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest. Heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Several states in the northern plains and upper Midwest will have to deal with possible blizzard conditions. Some areas are projected to receive up to 2 feet of snow through Friday. I'm Dave Collins.
Actor-comedian Richard Belzer is dead at the age of 78. That's according to his friend and fellow comedian Lorraine Newman. He's best known for the role as John Munch on the police drama Law & Order. He began playing the role in 1993 and reprised it for 23 years across different incarnations of the show. At the BAFTA Awards, UK's version of the Oscars, All Quiet on the Western Front won for Best Film. Austin Butler was named Best Actor for his role as Elvis. The Oscars are in 3 weeks. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.